Well, it is getting down to the wire for major pieces of legislation as the end of the legislative session approaches in Albany, including women's rights and campaign finance reform. There are no agreements yet, but as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, that's not unusual in a government that operates on last-minute deals.
With just about 1 week to go, Governor Cuomo has yet to strike a deal with the legislature on a number of major issues, including a Women's Equality Act that has an abortion rights provision and a reform agenda that includes public financing of political campaigns.
Calendar number 1286 by Senator Maziar, Senate Print 49.
The legislature is meeting in Albany, but the governor has been traveling across the state trying to win support for his proposals. In Buffalo, he pushed for his reform plan, which would also empower district attorneys to prosecute government corruption, but he conceded that he may need to make compromises in order to get his measures passed.
We're working together and we're compromising, and where appropriate, we'll compromise. And I understand you never get everything you want in life, right? That's true in government also. So if it's appropriate to compromise, we will.
Cuomo faces strong opposition from Republicans in the state Senate. They're against the public campaign financing provision in the bill, saying it's a poor use of public monies. The GOP senators are also opposed to a provision in the women's agenda. It would codify into New York state law the abortion rights protection spelled out in the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision. But the governor seems less willing to give ground on that issue, citing the support of hundreds of women's groups.
They're basically running the show on the Women's Equality Act, and they're making the decisions on what they'll accept and what they won't accept.
Bill Samuels heads the reform group New Roosevelt Foundation. Samuels is a former supporter of Cuomo and now a frequent critic. He says the governor is doing too little too late to push his agenda. The public campaign finance bill was not released until June 10th, he points out.
He had to put it out in February and campaign and sell it across the state. This is a complex issue.
Samuels says if the governor wants to get the measures approved by the end of the session, he needs to be more confrontational with the Senate GOP and its leader, Dean Skelos, and the four independent Democrats who co-lead the Senate with the Republicans.
And say, let this bill be voted on. And if it's not voted on, in 2014, I'm going to campaign across this state, now that we've cleaned up our own Democratic Party, which was a mess, and be sure we have a majority in the state Senate. Skelos, there will be a price to pay. I dare him to do it.
Cuomo says he is pushing hard for his agenda. The governor was asked at a stop in Syracuse why he was not at the Capitol negotiating with legislative leaders. He says his strategy is to let the people of the state be the leaders.
I go to communities all across the state, and I talk to the people of the state, and I explain to the people of the state what I'm trying to get done. And then I say to the people, do me a favor, tell your elected officials that you support this. And that has worked very well for me.
Advocates aren't ready to give up either. Susan Lerner with Common Cause says the fight for public campaign financing is still going strong.
This is the final push of the campaign. We need to get it done, and we mean it when we say don't come home without passing this.
It may seem late in the legislative session to begin rallying public support and to still try to convince legislative opponents, but a lot can happen in just a few days at the Capitol. And there's even some talk of extending the session for another week.